Welcome to Briggs Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Chico Carrasquel. Batting second. The second baseman, Nelly Fox. Batting third. The right fielder, Manny Minoso. Batting fourth. The third baseman, George Kell. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Jim Rivera. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Walt Dropo. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Bob Niemann. Batting eighth. The catcher, Sherm Lawler. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mike Fortnelis. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Mike Fortnelis. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Harvey Keene. Batting second. The second baseman, Fred Hatfield. Batting third. The right fielder, Al Kaline. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Ferris Fain. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Ray Boone. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Jim Del Singh. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Bill Tuttle. Batting eighth. The catcher, Frank House. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ned Garver. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Ned Garver. And now, play ball. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hatfield scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a fly ball into left field. Del Singh settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso hits a ball on the ground towards short. Keene scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Fred Hatfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatfield hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boone fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera takes first base on ball 4. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Rivera. The throw from House and he is safe. Rivera steals second. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo strikes out. Two outs. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Fortnelis, and towards Fox, who fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kell fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Delsing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Delsing hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler takes first base on ball 4. Mike Forknealis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Forknealis hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fain fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 0 for 1 in the game. Carrasquel hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Forknealis moves to third. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 1 in the game. Fox hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of K-line. Fox reaches second base with a double. Forknealis scores. Carrasquel moves to third. It's 1-0, White Sox. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0 for 1 in the game. Minoso is walked intentionally. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0 for 1 in the game. Kell hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is gone. A grand slam home run. It's 5-0, White Sox. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Rivera hits a fly ball into left field. Delsing settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo is 0 for 1 in the game. Dropo hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boone fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 5. And the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank House is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. House hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ned Garver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garver takes first base on ball 4. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 0 for 1 in the game. Keene hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Garver moves to second. Fred Hatfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatfield is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hatfield hits a fly ball into left field. Niemann settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann is 0 for 1 in the game. Niemann hits a fly ball into center field. Tuttle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Lawler hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Delsing. Lawler reaches second base with a double. Mike Forknealis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Forknealis is 0 for 1 in the game. Forknealis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Keene scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Carrasquel is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0-for-1 in the game. Kaline hits a fly ball into center field. Rivera settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 0-for-1 in the game. Fain hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 0-for-1 in the game. Boone hits a fly ball into right field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Delsing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Delsing is 0-for-1 in the game. Delsing hits a fly ball into left field. Neiman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Fox hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Minoso hits a ball on the ground towards short. Keen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Fox moves to second. One out. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Kell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hatfield scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Fox moves to third. Two outs. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Rivera hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Fox scores. It's 6-0, White Sox. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo is 0-for-2 in the game. Dropo hits a fly ball into center field. Tuttle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score. The White Sox 6, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 0-for-1 in the game. Tuttle hits a pop-up towards third. Kell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank House is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. House is 0-for-1 in the game. House hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. J.W. Porter pinch hits for Ned Garver. J.W. Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter hits a fly ball into center field. Rivera settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Keene hits a ball on the ground towards short. Karis Quell fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. George Zivarink now pitching. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann is 0-for-2 in the game. Neiman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ed McGee pinch runs for Bob Neiman. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes McGee. The throw from House and he is safe. McGee steals second. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Lawler takes first base on ball 4. Mike Forknalies is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Forknalies is 0-for-2 in the game. Forknalies bunts towards third. Boone fields it and throws to first for the out. McGee moves to third. Lawler moves to second. One out. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Carrasquel hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. McGee scores. Lawler moves to third. It's 7-0, White Sox. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Fox hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lawler scores. Carrasquel moves to second. It's 8-0, White Sox. Bob Miller now pitching. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Minoso hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Miller fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Carrasquel moves to third. Fox moves to second. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Kell hits a line drive towards second. Hatfield catches it, and throws the ball away attempting to make the double play. Carrasquel scores. Fox moves to third. Minoso moves to second. That run is unearned. 2 outs. It's 9-0, White Sox. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Rivera hits a pop-up towards first. Fain settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Manny Minoso now playing left field. Ed McGee now playing center field. Jim Rivera now playing right field. Fred Hatfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatfield is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hatfield hits a ball on the ground towards first. Dropo scoops it up and throws to first, with Forknealy's covering, for the out. 1 out. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0-for-2 in the game. Kaline hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 9-1, White Sox. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Fain hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 0-for-2 in the game. Boone hits a fly ball into right field. Rivera settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Tigers 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo is 0-for-3 in the game. Dropo hits a pop-up towards short. Keene misplays the ball. That's an error on Keene. Ed McGee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGee hits a ball on the ground towards short. Keene fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. 2 outs. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and 2 walks. Lawler takes first base on ball 4. Mike Forknealy's is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Forknealy's is 0-for-2 in the game. Forknealy's hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Fain settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Jim Delsing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Delsing is 0-for-2 in the game. Delsing hits a fly ball into center field. McGee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 0 for 2 in the game. Tuttle takes first base on ball 4. Frank House is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. House is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. House hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Carrasquel fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. Two outs. Wayne Bilardi pinch hits for Bob Miller. Wayne Bilardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bilardi hits a ball on the ground towards first. Dropo scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Bilardi for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Tigers 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Duke Moss now pitching. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Carrasquel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Keene scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 3 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hatfield scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Minoso hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boone fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Keene hits a pop-up towards third. Kell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Fred Hatfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatfield is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Hatfield takes first base on ball 4. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Kaline hits a fly ball into center field. McGee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Fain hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Tigers 1. The White Sox will come to bat. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 1 for 4 in the game, with a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Kell hits a fly ball into center field. Tuttle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Rivera is hit by the pitch. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Rivera. The throw from House and he is safe. Rivera steals second. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo is 0 for 4 in the game. Dropo takes first base on ball 4. Ed McGee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGee is 0 for 1 in the game. McGee hits a fly ball into left field. Del Singh settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and 3 walks. Lawler hits a pop-up towards third. Boone settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 0-for-3 in the game. Boone hits a fly ball into center field. McGee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Delsing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Delsing is 0-for-3 in the game. Delsing hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Tuttle hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 9, and Detroit Tigers, 1. Goodbye from Briggs Stadium in Detroit.